Across the table, through the candle flicker, Jen's face looked like no other. Objectively, Jesse knew there were other women as good-looking as Jen, but that was at best a factual conceit. At the center of his self, Jesse knew that she was the most beautiful woman in existence. "You don't see that Abby person anymore, do you?" Jen said. She was wearing a short red and blue flowered dress with thin shoulder straps. When he had arrived at her condo, Jesse had noticed the amount of leg showing between the hem of her dress and the top of her high black boots. "No," Jesse said, "not socially. How about Marcy Campbell?" On the table between them was a bottle of Riesling, a bottle of Merlot, and a bottle of sparkling water. Jesse poured her some Riesling and himself some sparkling water. "I see Marcy sometimes," Jesse said. "We're friends." "Sex?" Jen said. "Do I ask you about your sex life?" "Yes," Jen said. "You do." "And do you tell me about it?" Jesse said. "I admit to one." "Me too," Jesse said. The table was set with linen napkins and good china. Jen always liked a nice table. On a board between them, she had set out an assortment of cheeses. There was French bread on a cutting board. There were apples and black grapes in a bowl. "You don't want to walk into the sunset with Marcy," Jen said. "No, we're friends. We sleep together sometimes. Neither of us wants to marry the other one." "She came to see me after Stiles Island," Jen said. "We talked about you." Jesse sliced some bread, took a piece, and ate it with some blue cheese. He sipped some sparkling water. With the good bread and the strong cheese, the sparkling water tasted thin. "She likes you," Jen said. "She wondered what the future was for you and me." "What did you tell her?" Jesse said. "That I didn't know." "At least you're consistent," Jesse said. "Anyone else in your life?" Jen said. "Woman who's a school principal in Swampscott." "And of course you're sleeping with her too." Jesse nodded. He felt the hot feeling he always felt with Jen when they talked about sex. Anger and desperation and excitement and confusion about her, about himself. "I like her," he said. "Because you can fuck her?" Jen said. "No, the other way," Jesse said. "I can fuck her because I like her." Jen turned her wine glass by the stem. Jesse drank some more sparkling water. He hated the insufficiency of the water. It was like breathing at high altitude. "And you like her, why?" "She's smart," Jesse said. "She's good looking, she seems nice, and she likes baseball." "You know I date," Jen said. "Yes." "I often sleep with my dates," Jen said. "I know," Jesse said. Jen stopped twirling her wine glass and drank from it. "And still," Jen said, "here we are. And where is that?" "Between a rock and a hard place," Jen said. "I can't be with you, and I can't give you up." Jesse got up and went to the cupboard in Jen's kitchen and found a bottle of Dewar's Scotch. Put a lot of ice in a big glass and poured a lot of the Dewar's over it. He brought the glass back to the table. "So much for sparkling water," Jen said. "So much." Jesse took a large swallow. He could feel it spread through him. His breathing seemed deeper. He could handle this. "I meet men I like," Jen said. "I find them attractive. I think I could, if not marry them, maybe at least live with them. And I can't." Jesse took another drink. Usually he had it with soda. "Because?" "On the surface, it's because they turn out to be badly flawed, drink too much, or selfish, or womanizers, or dishonest, or emotional cripples, or people for whom sex is entirely about them. Something. And I have to break up with them." Jesse waited. "My shrink says maybe their flaws are their appeal." Jesse was quiet. Jen finished the wine in her glass, and Jesse poured her some more. He says, maybe I find this kind of man because it's what I deserve for leaving you, Jen said. And maybe it ensures that I won't marry them and leave you for good. The scotch was working. The hard weight in his center was less. And all this is unconscious, Jesse said. Mostly, Jen said. But it's right. I know it is. It resonates the way something does when it's right. So, you don't want to leave me for good? I can't, Jen said. I can't even think about a life without you in it. But you don't want to be my wife again. I don't know. God, Jesus, don't you think if I knew what to do, I would? Sometimes I get so scared of losing you, I can't breathe. And when you think about coming back, Jesse said, I get so scared I can't breathe, Jen said. Jesse drank the rest of his scotch. He got up and went to the kitchen and got more ice and more scotch and brought it back to the table. He sat across from her with the candlelight moving softly between them. Jen put her hand out on the tabletop toward him. I'll get better, Jen said. I'm doing good in therapy. I'll get better. Jesse put his hand on top of hers. Well, he said, I think my best bet is to hang around and see how it comes out. Jen started to cry, gently. Jesse patted her hand. He knew how she felt.